Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show's Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars. We bring them to you today here on the C2P. We have a fantastic guest today. He's from Maryville College, a D3 standout. And you guys are like, D3? But you know how we love bringing all these guys on because you never know who's going to make it. I always like to tell the story. In 1990, two guys entered the National Football League. One was drafted in the first round, and one was undrafted. And I was at the Hall of Fame in 2015 when both of them got inducted. One is Emmitt Smith and John Randall. So it's not where you're from, it's where you're going. So when we bring these small, cool school kids on, I love getting these guys on the show because you just never know. But we're going to find out what this young man brings to the table. I can promise you that. It's none other than the Maryville standout, Jamal Ware. Jamal, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon? Or I should say, how's this morning treating you?
Thank you for having me this morning. It's treating me very well. It's not as beautiful a day outside, but I'm still alive, so I can't complain.
Hey, every day you wake up, you win, and we're on the winning side this morning, Jamal. So what's the last few months been like for you? I mean, you've been a busy man. You're at the National Scouting Combine by Beyond Sports. You're at the National Bowl. You're down at the Gridiron Showcase in Texas where you get to perform and get moved up. If you play a practice well, that had to be something you're very pleased with. But I'm very busy, but when you look back on it, just kind of reflect to us what that experience was like going to these different places and letting these teams and these scouts and, you know, players as well know who you are.
It was very fulfilling and pleasing. These past couple months has been one to remember. It's something that a story that I will always remember and always be able to tell. These past couple months is what got me to this point where I'm at right now and where I'm going to keep going to. And so it's been like a train track ride, just steady along the track, steady moving forward, progressive motion. And each weekend and each event was a great event, and I made my name ring bells, and I did what I was supposed to do while I was there.
And you definitely – now, you're an athletic young man. You bring a ton of athleticism. I'm curious. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you the better kid way back then? I mean – was Jamal Ware the guy scoring or the kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every weekend?
No, I wasn't that kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every weekend, but I scored 1 or 2 in Pop Warner and Pee Wee. had a little bit in high school. I went to the defensive side when I got to high school. I shot away from offense. But in Little League and Pee Wee, I scored a few every now and then.
I love it. And I'm glad you brought that up. So in high school, that's when you start, you know, that's when you make the transition to the defensive side of the ball. That's where you knew your best, you know, fit was going to be?
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Yes, sir.
And I got to ask. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Just going to say, in high school, I played outside linebacker as well. That's when I really transitioned to outside linebacker my junior year of high school. And that's where it all started for me. Little League and middle school, Pee Wee ball, I played both sides. But in high school, it was really where I stuck to one side. But go ahead.
No, I'm going to just curious that. Now, you had a fabulous career at Maryville. And I'm curious, I mean, how do you kind of get overlooked by some of the bigger schools out there? Because obviously you have the skill set. There's no denying that. But I think obviously your skill set was definitely a higher than a D3 level.
Man. What's this good old saying is a diamond in the rough, and basically that's what I would use to describe me. I got, like you said, I fell through the cracks. I didn't get no big offers. Didn't have any stars coming out of high school, but God had a plan for me, and I landed in the right spot at Maryville, and so I made the best out of my opportunity and took it around with it.
There you go. Once again, Jamal Ware. here on the C2P, finding out what this young man brings to the table. Again, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download this show at your leisure when it concludes. So let's kind of get into the nooks and crannies of why we're on the, you know, the show now and why we're finding out more about you. I mean, what do you think scouts are going to love about you? When they're breaking down tape, Jamal, and they're watching you, what do you think those hallmark home run abilities to the position that they're going to love?
Well, what I would say a team or coach will love the most about me is just my versatility. I'm very versatile. I call myself, like I said, with my friends as a running joke, the D3 Isaiah Simmons. So I could play inside the box, outside the box. I could play cornerback, safety. A lot of my film at Maryville, you see me playing rover and outside linebacker. But if you go to all the bowl games and all-star games, you'll see me playing cornerback and safety and a little bit of linebacker, a very small amount of linebacker, just to show that I can do it all and that I'm fluid at both. And so I can add a lot of schemes and packages, and you can line me up anywhere. I can come off down on the blitz. I can come coverage, so I'm not scared to come make a tackle in the box. I'm a complete football player.
I love it. And you talk about that versatility, and I think that's what stands out. You're such a multifaceted guy where you can be plugged and placed anywhere and have instant results. I asked this question as well because, Jamal, guys at the next level, scouts, you listening to the program, what do they need to know about you that they won't see on tape? You could be a film junkie, team captain, a weight room warrior. Maybe the system you ran at Maryville didn't allow you to blitz as much. You couldn't do certain things. I mean, what do these scouts need to know that they must know as we close in on this 2020 NFL draft?
Well, I can cover very well. I can blitz also. Something that they don't know, but I'm very, very passionate and an emotional player, and I play with a lot of heart, and so that feeds off into my teammates. And I'm very avid and a vivid and live person in practice because I'm a firm believer of practice. The way you practice is going to be the way you play. So in practice, I'm a person that always wants to make sure my teammates are getting me better, therefore I can get better so we can all be at our best when we're playing on Saturdays. I'm a film junkie. I do watch a lot of film. I watch a lot of YouTube. I watch a lot of Instagram posts and just learn about techniques, coverages, just different, the ins and outs, the stuff outside of the field, off the field, treatment. I'm not a person y'all worry about doing something stupid or bonehead off the field and getting in trouble or putting a team at risk. I'm a mild-mannered kind of guy, pretty calm, except on the football field. I have a pretty big temper.
I love it. And, looking back, can you believe your time at Maryville's kind of come and gone? I mean, if the world wasn't a normal place right now, your teammates would be going through spring ball. I mean, that's kind of weird to think about, but, you know, spring games would be popping up. But now you're focusing on yourself and the next level. But do you think about that at all as you go through your days?
I think about it every day. I actually just came back from moving all my stuff out of my dorm yesterday. And so on the way back home from school, I was just thinking, reflecting about the memories and coming in as a freshman, then taking under the older guys' wings and then becoming my own and eventually grabbing some younger guys and putting up under my wings. So just history repeats itself. And so I came and did my time. Now it's time to get out.
Excellent. Well, you definitely made your stamp and made your imprint on the Maryville program. The Scots are always going to remember what Jamal Ware brought to the table. Now, this is you're so versatile, so I'm very curious about this question. Do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody at the next league that you really like to kind of pattern and mirror yourself off of?
He hasn't made it to the next level yet, but he's in the same process as I am. Just a few more notches above me. But like I said, Isaiah Simmons out of Clemson, just like you said, he played inside. If you check his stats from this past year, he played 200-plus snaps at safety, 200-plus snaps at the other safety, slot cornerback, inside linebacker, outside linebacker. He came off the edge. That's who I would say, really, just Isaiah Simmons. He's not Brent Venable. Put him in a lot of different packages in a lot of different places and told him, go get the ball, smell blood, and go get it.
Jamal, I promise you on everything that I own, I promise on my kids' lives, when you said he's going through the same process, I was actually going to say, let me guess. I knew you were going to say it. Right when you said it, it was like a bell went off in my head. I go, it's Isaiah Simmons. He's exactly like Isaiah Simmons. That's a great comparison. I love it.
Like
I said, right when you said it, definitely him, man. So what was it like? I mean, did you have any interaction with scouts when you were at the, you know, the National Bowl, the Gridiron Showcase, or the, you know, the National Scouting Combine?
The National Scouting Combine is where I received the most feedback from the scouts. After I really ran my 40, I ran a 4.48 in my 40, and that's when a lot of heads was turned, and they was asking what school I went to, what position I played, and they wanted to see me do linebacker drills and DB drills. And so they were pretty pleased with what I did, and I was actually one of the people who was the top performers in NFL that graded as NFL ready players at the National Scouting Combine. And after the National Bowl and the College Gridiron Showcase, a lot of teams and coaches and scouts were just saying, keep in contact, make sure I send my film over. Should have been anticipating phone calls and just want to reach in contact, find more about me, get in contact with my coach and get some more film, just finding out who I am actually as a person and as a player to get more exposure.
That's wonderful. How much pep does that put in your step? I mean, how much self-confidence that knowing that these guys are recognizing a lifetime of hard work that you put into this?
It does a lot, I promise you, but it just also makes me steady, hungry, and just steady to work harder. I got a roommate. He always tells me that I haven't done anything, I haven't accomplished anything, I'm not good. Just an added motivator. So I appreciate him, and I love him for it. So he keeps me going every morning.
I'm glad. Kudos to him, because that's a great mindset to have. I've been in this business a long time, and, you know, I'll be down at the Senior Bowl or the Combine, and you can just kind of get a sense some of these guys are getting free pairs of shoes from the Nike suite. And they think it's all said and done, but there's a lot of hungry men out there and a lot of ways to go. Jamal, we're almost out of time. We want to we always have some fun. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to take a shot with some of them?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, amongst the Maryville coaching staff, who has the most bizarre nickname? What coach do you guys impersonate the most, and would you do that impersonation in front of him?
Oh, the guy we impersonate the most would probably say Coach Bison, even though he just left this past semester, and got a better job. He hasn't made it public yet where he's going, but he just left this semester. But Coach Bison, he was our offensive line and strength and conditioning coach, and you can try to impersonate him, but it's very hard to do it. He has a real loud and raspy voice. And his voice is very distinctive, and so you'll know where he's at before he even knows where you at.
I love it. And how about this one? Take us inside that Maryville locker room. Could be you or a teammate. Did anyone have a really strange off-the-wall nickname?
Strange off-the-wall nickname. I'm thinking. I can't think of one right off the top of my head. I know we got the phone. I probably will think of one. But
did you have a nickname?
Well, my friend just called me Huncho, really, or Jay Ware, or 10, one of those three.
I like it.
That's really
I
it.
I like 10.
Yeah, I like that. That's
you got
my favorite one.
I love it.
Sir?
And the final one, Jamal, before we let you go today, the weekend of the draft, I assume you'll be with family and friends, a day to celebrate on this special journey. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have made as you celebrate that special day?
The best cook in my family? You trying to get me in trouble if I dare go against my mom. So I definitely got to be mom. And I love some Rotel. I love some taco soup. Red velvet cake is her best cake she makes. Hot wings, chips, just party food, because it's going to be a celebration whenever that time comes.
Excellent. Jamal, man, fabulous career. And, again, you got all the arrows pointing in the right direction at a critical time. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and continued blessings on this journey.
Yes, sir, I will. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jamal Ware, the standout from Maryville, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.